Hello?
Hi, is that Tanya?
Yeah, hiya.
Hi, Tanya. My name's Jamie. I'm calling from MMA Legal in relation to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now an
Hiya.
okay time to talk?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Just for data protection, can you confirm your date of birth for me?
21584.
And your postcode, please.
CD12FH. I had to think
Right.
then, sorry.
No, it's absolutely fine, don't worry. So thank you very much. We've received your proof of address, so that's all on file now. Okay.
Okay,
I'm just gonna go over the details we have, give you a bit more information and take some very further details so we can pass this on to our specialist team who deal with requesting all of the documents we need to support your application. Is that okay?
no problem.
Right, okay, so I know I've got your date of birth and your address correct. That's absolutely fine. I'm just going to go through some of the base details we have. So in relation to the care settings that you were in, we have Glenview Care Home between
Yeah.
96 to 97,
Yeah.
and we have the Good Shepherd Centre between 97 to 99.
Yeah.
Right, that's perfect. And just checking your email, it is tanya.darling84@yahoo.co.uk.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, okay. Let me just see. And we have your passport on file as well. That's great. Sorry, I'm just going through my system as
No, you're
you
fine.
speak.
You're absolutely fine.
Right. So at the moment, I just need to know, are you suffering from any terminal illnesses?
Just my mental health at the moment.
Right, okay. And in terms of your mental health, what are you diagnosed with anything? Is it anxiety, depression, or is it something
Yeah,
else?
anxiety, depression.
Right, okay. How long have you been suffering with anxiety and depression?
Since my dad passed away in 2021.
2021. Okay, did you take medication?
Yeah.
Okay. And who is your registered GP practice?
It's Galashiels, Curry Road Health Centre.
Right, let me just have a look. So yeah, I've got Galashiels Health Centre, Curry Road, Galashiels, TD12UA.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, that's perfect. Right, do you have any other medical conditions or any medical conditions that have stemmed from obviously the abuse in your formative years?
No, it's no.
Right, okay.
Obviously, growing up in my childhood has affected my adult life.
Yes, that's what I'm going to come on to next. So in terms of the we took some statements at the outset, okay. So I'm just going to go through them. I won't read them out word for word, but I'm just going to highlight some points, okay?
No
Anything that I feel
problem.
like we might need to expand upon. So you said that it's mainly the mental anguish that you've suffered following the abuse when you were growing up.
Yeah.
And you'd have said it had a deep and lasting impact on you. So do you believe it's impacted you in terms of have you ever been arrested? Is there any criminal activity?
No, nothing criminal, and because of
No,
that, no.
no arrest or criminal. I've got to ask some questions now. They are obviously going to be a bit tender, but it's just part of the application process. We need the information.
Okay.
So do you drink alcohol? Do you drink in excess? Obviously, it's fine to drink alcohol. Most of us do it, but are you dependent on alcohol or do you abuse it in any way by binge
No.
drinking? Right, okay. And what about recreational drugs?
No.
Right, okay. Do you think the abuse you suffered has had an impact in terms of your personal relationships and trust in people?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Right, and do you ever have any disturbed sleep or flashbacks?
Yeah, I get quite a lot of flashbacks, and I get like I struggle to sleep as well.
Right, okay. Right, okay. Were you ever hospitalised following any of these stays in Glenview Home or the Good Shepherd Centre?
Once because I was going through a bad time and I was running down the stairs and broke my foot.
So you fell downstairs, broke your foot.
Yeah.
And what caused the fall? Because you said you were going through a bad time. Did anything happen immediately prior to this in relation to any of the caregivers who were
I
there?
just wasn't coping in the care home at all.
Right, okay. That'll be contained within your GP records, won't it? Yeah, okay, that's fine. Okay, so we obviously have the Good Shepherd Centre and we also have Glenview Care Home. Which local authorities would you be known to?
How do you mean, sorry?
Sorry, let me just bring up. So, Galashiels, I'm just having a look. I'm just trying to find out what borough Galashiels would be in. Do you know?
Do you mean
Does it fall under the Edinburgh Local Authority?
does Galashiels fall on the Edinburgh Local Authority? Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Because there's loading borders.
Yeah.
Loading borders, please, yeah.
Right, let me have a look. Sorry, I'm just doing a little search as we speak now just to get the correct information.
No, that's fine.
And other than Glenview and the Good Shepherd Centre, are they the only two care settings you were in during your childhood?
Yeah, I was in care, but like
Yeah,
foster care, but it was Glenview and Good Shepherd Centre that really got me.
Right, so it says Galashiels is in the Scottish Borders Council Local Authority. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah,
Yeah.
but yeah, it's the Scottish Borders.
Right, okay. And in relation to Glenview Care Home, is that in the Galashiels area or was that somewhere else?
No, that's under the Galashiels area. The Lang, it was Langley at the time.
Langley.
Yeah.
So is that in, I'm just having a look
That's in
now.
Galashiels.
That's in Galashiels. Right, let's have a look. Do you know if that's still, is that still existent?
The building's still there, but I think it's for other things now.
Right, so Glenview isn't actually there no more. Right, okay.
I think it's the social services that run that now.
So that'd be the local authority, that's fine. And then the Good Shepherd Centre, is that in Langley as well?
No, that's in Glasgow.
That's in Glasgow, right, okay.
Yeah,
So
that'd be Strathclyde Police.
let's have a look. Yeah, so I've got 67 Fernwood Drive. Does that sound about right?
I barely know the address, but I know it was like 3 miles away from Bishop, a village called Bishopton.
Right, not to worry. We'll do the investigations,
Okay.
find out. That's
But
all that.
obviously that's shut down now because of the two lasses that jumped off the bridge years ago.
Right, okay. Okay, so the local authority should have the information we need.
Yeah.
Right, Glasgow. Local. Right, okay. I won't keep much more of your time. I just want to make sure everything
No,
else
that's
is
fine.
correct. Right, so we've got your nominated beneficiary as an Andrew Wood, is that correct?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, I just need some further details of Andrew. Have you got his date of birth for me?
What's your date of birth? Because you're my authority sort of thing. 14/12/78.
1778.
If anything happens to me.
And Andrew's address, is that the same as yours or different?
No, it's 31 Elm Row.
31 Elm Row.
Yes. Gallows Shields.
That's in Gallows Shields as well. And the postcode?
TD1.
Yep.
GJR.
3JR.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Nice. Okay. Right. So at this stage, have you got any questions for me at all?
I don't know.
No. Okay, no, that's absolutely fine. So from what I'm going to do now is I'm going to input all the information we've discussed in relation to all these relevant institutions, and then I will send your file off to our specialist team. I say send it off, it's only in the next room. So what they will do is they will make data subject access requests
okay.
to all the relevant institutions. As you can appreciate, as you already know, some of these institutions are no longer in existence, so that's why we ask for the local authorities, because somebody somewhere will essentially have copies of any records that
yeah.
we make. Okay.
Yeah,
no
is problem. There,
so following that, it'll probably these things can take a bit of time, especially with these big holders of data. They can sometimes take a bit longer to provide the information.
I totally understand that.
Yeah, but as soon as we've got a more substantive update, we'll be in touch straight away. Alternatively, if you ever need to discuss anything, you want any further information, or you've thought about something which you didn't think about in this conversation, just give us a call anytime, okay? If we don't
no
answer,
problem.
Just leave a message. I'll call you back as soon as I'm able to. Is
okay.
that okay?
Thank you so much.
Anytime, Tanya, anytime. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay? And
thank
we'll be in
you.
Touch soon. All right,
okay,
bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.